This is Radio Kitchen Voice News, the Global Link.
Financial analyst predicts fuel price reduction. The anti-voter apathy project AVAP concerned over low voter turnout in Chawama by-election. And Museveni takes strong lead in early results of Uganda presidential race. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has projected that fuel prices could drop to about 20 kwacha per liter following the significant appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar. Mr. Dodia says the kwacha has strengthened by nearly 30%, a development which, in his view, should trigger a substantial reduction in fuel prices. Speaking on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Dodia noted that global oil prices have remained relatively stable, adding that the exchange rate should now be the main driver for lower fuel prices. With all factors remaining constant, there must be a significant reduction in fuel prices when the next price review is announced at month end, said Mr. Dodia. He emphasized that a reduction in fuel prices is critical as it would respond to growing public calls for lower prices of essential commodities. Mr. Dodia further observed that it is difficult for commodity prices to decline while fuel prices remain high, given fuel's impact on transportation and production costs.
The fuel price was around 30 kwacha. If you're going to have a 20 kwacha dollar, the same depreciation in fuel prices should reflect. But now we should be saying it's 20 kwacha per liter, or 19 kwacha per, since you want to argue with me about Ngweze, it should be 19 kwacha per liter. Now 19 kwacha, what are we paying now? You're saying 29. 10 kwacha more expensive than it should be. So for me, there's no argument. And you see, if Indeni petrol refinery were functional, one could argue, no, they are pumping costs, there are this maintenance, but we closed it down. Now it's import. It's just like that mobile phone which is coming in from China.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has welcomed government's call on traders and businesses to reduce the prices of goods and services following the continued appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar and other major currencies. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says a stronger kwacha lowers the cost of imports such as fuel, medicines, fertilizer, spare parts and other essential consumer goods. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sakala said businesses must exercise transparency and avoid using past exchange rate losses as a justification for maintaining high prices, especially when the local currency has shown sustained strength. However, he expressed concern that the positive movement of the kwacha has not yet been meaningfully reflected in the prices of basic necessities, while the cost of living for many households remain high. He has since called on government and regulatory bodies to intensify price surveillance and enforce existing consumer protection laws. Mr. Sakala further urged consumers to demand receipts, compare prices, and report suspected cases of overpricing to CCPC and ZACA. Anti-voter apathy project AVAP Executive Director Richo Mulwani has expressed concern over the low voter turnout recorded in the just-ended Chawama constituency by-election held yesterday. Mr. Mulwani said the poor turnout highlights the urgent need to intensify mass voter education and deliberately address issues contributing to voter apathy as the country heads towards the general elections. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mulwani described the turnout as not impressive, noting that there is need for stakeholders to reflect on how best citizens can be encouraged to actively participate in the electoral process. He emphasized that promoting peace and denouncing political violence are critical in restoring public confidence in elections. In the Chawama parliamentary by-election, about 18,000 people cast their votes, compared to the 92,000 people registered as voters in the constituency.
Indicate here as ABAP is that one of the critical things that we need to start addressing is the issue of voter apathy, which is critical. We need to start now designing messages that are eye-catching, that touches the heart of the people of Zambia. But also the most important thing that we need to do is to preach peace. peace is number one. But also political parties must learn to denounce, you know, violence.
The Ministry of Education has called on all public schools across the country not to force parents to buy uniforms from schools for their children. Ministry of Education Assistant Director and Head of Communications Kunda Mando says the free education policy aims to remove burdens like school fees and other requisites to ensure more access to education. In a statement issued to Zanis, Ms. Mando stressed that the free education policy ensures that there are no fees, including examination, feeding or user fees, to be charged to parents or pupils, stating that frustrating the policy is detrimental to government's vision. The Ministry of Education gives grants to schools every term to ensure that schools are running sustainably, and therefore government does not expect any teacher, head teacher or school administration to charge for uniforms or any other school requirements, she emphasized. She says school authorities should allow parents to buy uniforms for their children from places where they deem affordable, provided they follow the correct color and design of the school uniform for that particular school. In foreign news, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken a strong lead in provisional results from Thursday's presidential election, the electoral agency says. The results announced on Friday morning put Museveni in the lead with 76% of the votes based on results from 45% of the country's polling stations. He is followed by opposition leader Bobi Wine with about 20%. Ugandans voted in a tense national election on Thursday after an often violent campaign with President Museveni, 81, seeking a seventh term in office. Coming up shortly, European troops arrive in Greenland as talks with US hit war over future. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Soldiers from France, Germany and other European countries have begun arriving in Greenland to help boost the Arctic island security after talks involving Denmark, Greenland and the United States highlighted fundamental disagreement between President Donald Trump's administration and its European allies. France has already sent 15 soldiers and Germany 13. Norway and Sweden are also participating. The mission has been described as a recognition of the territory exercise with troops to plant the European Union's flag on Greenland as a symbolic act. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has projected that fuel prices could drop to about 20 kwacha per litre following the significant appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar. Anti-voter apathy project AVAP executive director Richard Mulwani has expressed concern over the low voter turnout recorded in the just-ended Chama constituency by-elections. And Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken a strong lead in provisional results from Thursday's presidential election, the electoral agency says. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Angel Kasavo. Stay tuned.
Imagine having nature's secrets to health and vitality in a bottle. Introducing Lifeway Shot Health Drink. Ginger for digestion. Beetroot for stamina. Aloe vera for skin. Tamarind for metabolism. Baobab for immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
1, 2, 3, go!
And a fresh